This is Tom Adler, and it's a great pleasure for me to be here in the home and studio of the renowned printmaker Rudy Pizzotti in Bloomington. Thanks for inviting us into your studio and home to talk with us about your career as an artist.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, the kinds of formal training you had in the arts?
Sure. I was born in Telluride, Colorado, 1925. My mother and father are both Italian immigrants. They came separately to this country. My mother was 13, my father was 18, and they met later in Telluride, Colorado, and were married. And I'm the sole production of that blessed event. And we moved to Silverton, Colorado when I was 5 years old. And I went to high school in Silverton, had very good teachers, made good grades. I graduated valedictorian out of a very small class, and thought maybe I was going to try and be a doctor. And I got to Boulder, Colorado for the university. I happened to meet the chairman of the art department, who was a wonderful lady, Cybele Wally by name, Muriel, first name, and she was interested in the fact that I came from this little mining town, and said, well, what are you doing at Colorado? And I said, well, I was thinking of pre-med, and I said, but I also like to draw and paint. And I brought a little portfolio. She said, bring it to my office and let me see it. So I did, and she said, forget med school. So 1 year of university, and then I was drafted into service. Spent almost 3 years in the Army. I had 9 months of combat in the tail end of the Battle of the Bulge. I was with a large artillery 8-inch howitzer group, and was gone almost 3 years. Came back and in 2 weeks married my high school sweetheart, Dorothy Dottie, and re-enrolled at Colorado and went to school for 4 years continuously, never missed a day, and got both my BFA and MFA. Colorado had a marvelous visiting artist program, and I got to spend one summer with Max Beckmann, which is incredible when I think about it. And the second summer I spent with Ben Sean, also a tremendous person. And it was Sean who kept insisting that I apply for Fulbright. He said, you're Italian, you have to go back to see where your mother and father were born and raised. And I really owe so much to him for that kind of direction. It was kind of comical in a sense. He said, I'd be happy to write a recommendation for you, but I must tell you, no one that I've written for has ever received a grant. But I did receive it, and I had a wonderful year in Italy.
And that year has been very important as far as influencing lots of motifs in your work from that point on.
Yes. The ruins, the classical buildings, the love of music, the families such as the Medicis that sponsored the arts, and a country that really loves the arts, especially music. And it was all of those things that I saw in slides and lectures, there it was right in front of me. So it's so important to get that early.
Yes.
And build your own life on top of that.
Now, in our permanent collection, what we're trying to do through these interviews is help to document our permanent collection at the Art Museum of Greater Lafayette. We have four of your works. They're separated, two of them, they're almost pairs, two early ones and two later ones, separated by about 40 years.
Yes.
From the early period, from the late 60s and early 70s, we have your engraving of the medieval musician, and we have a lithograph of two men.
Yes.
And then from 2009, we have Apollo, which is one of the most popular works in our permanent collection, and The Outer Worlds.
Right.
Could you tell us a little bit about whether these works, at the time you created them, were they representative of what you were doing at that time? A little bit about their style and techniques.
Well, I was. In the earlier ones, especially medieval musician, I was very interested in medieval architecture and imagery. Mm-hmm. Some of the sculpture with the elongated figures that I saw in Italy during that year of the Fulbright. And music has always been an integral part of my life. And I saw these images in many fashions. I made a lot of drawings, and I chose the medium of just pure engraving to do that medieval musician. Mm-hmm. It's actually two of them. You have the bell ringer, the other one is a zither player.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some emulation of the linear quality of the of medieval time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no color. It's
right.
A great attempt to capture three-dimensional form just by using line and the combinations of line. I took to engraving very easily and with a great deal of zest when I was studying at Colorado with Wendell Black, who was a pupil of Lisansky at Iowa. And I'm very happy I did that because a lot of my work has linear strength and composition, and I think that I built on that all through my career, but it had that simple beginning of the line engraving. The lithograph came later in my own education about graphic arts, and I spent 3 months in California at Tamarind on a Ford grant where we did nothing but lithographs. And I had the pure joy of being able to just do the imagery, and the technical aspect of it was put off to the printers and the assistants. And I developed that on my own later when I came back to IU and in my own studio and with the students. And then the later works, the Apollo, came from building information and excitement about outer space. In 1961, I was in Russia with Jimmy Ernst for the State Department.
Okay.
And in 61 is when Gagarin orbited the Earth. Kennedy also said, we will put a man on the moon in a decade. So that Apollo is the amassing of information and excitement heading towards the final landing on the moon. And the other one is the meeting up in outer space of the Russian and American astronauts and cosmonauts. So they, I felt that both you Purdue should have both of those, the Apollo and Outer Worlds.
Do you want to comment a little bit about the use of color in the Apollo? It's and maybe some of the also some of the wonderful small details you've put in. Like is that Icarus or is that Lucifer falling?
No, that's Icarus.
That's Icarus.
And I have a tendency for that because I really love history. Events don't just happen. They are tied with many things that are part of our lives. And that's when you look at a